Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Simpson College students have a great number of opportunities to get involved in politics at the local, state, and national levels. Let's go in depth with student Levi Lefebvre and Seth Anderson, director of the John C. Culver Public Policy Center at Simpson College. Seth, what's the John C. Culver Public Policy Center?
So the Culver Public Policy Center is a nonpartisan politics and public policy center at Simpson College. Was founded in 2010 by former Senator John Culver, father of former Governor Chet Culver. He modeled the Culver Center here at Simpson after the Harvard Institute of Politics, which he served on the advisory board of for many years. And it provides opportunities for undergraduate students at Simpson who are really interested in the political world, interested in potentially going to law school, working in government, public service, journalism, history. It's kind of a broad catch-all, but the unifying force is that the students who get involved with the Culver Center and apply for the Culver Fellowship really have a real passion for politics or public policy in some way. So we try to give them opportunities here at Simpson to develop experiences, to work on campaigns, to sponsor events, and get the kind of experience as an undergraduate that it's hard to get anywhere else other than Iowa.
And they actually learn what public policy is in ways probably that the general public doesn't even know about.
Right, exactly. And when we talk about public policy, I mean, we're talking very broadly about the full range of laws, regulations that are adopted at the federal, state, municipal, and county levels. So they get great experience in everything from clerking for members of the Iowa legislature and actually learning in a very much hands-on way how bills are proposed, how they're debated, considered by committees, and ultimately adopted in some cases. So they'll learn state-level politics. They learn a lot about national-level politics, of course, every 4 years with the Iowa caucuses. They get wonderful opportunities to interact with presidential campaigns, national and international media who come to campus to cover events. And then they also get involved very much in local politics as well. The Culver Center hosts programs and candidate forums, even for local races for city council, county supervisor, and other local races as well.
Some of our younger listeners probably don't know who John Culver was. Could you briefly tell us about him?
Yeah, so Senator Culver, he was born in Minnesota, but moved to the Cedar Rapids area when he was very young. His family relocated to Cedar Rapids. He attended Harvard University and Harvard Law School. He became very close with the Kennedy family. He was a classmate of the late Senator Edward Kennedy's at Harvard Law School. And that's where he really became interested in politics and he was a field director for Ted Kennedy's first U.S. Senate campaign in Massachusetts in 1962. He worked on President Kennedy's campaign in 1960. And that's where he really got the political bug. And he moved back to Iowa after finishing law school and serving in the military, and ran for Congress and was elected first in 1964 out of Northeast Iowa, served 5 terms in the U.S. House of Representatives, and then he was elected to the U.S. Senate in 1974. He served 1 term there. And then after his service in the Senate, he worked for many years at law firms doing lobbying work and advocacy work and legal work in Washington, D.C.
Levi, what's your role? What's your relationship to the Culver Public Policy Center?
Currently, I serve as one of the co-chairs of the Voter Engagement Subcommittee in the Culver Center.
And you're a fellow?
Yeah, and I'm a fellow.
And what does that mean?
So to be a fellow means basically you have a role in planning the events that take place on campus. You have the opportunity to meet the different candidates or political figures that come. So we had Simone Sanders come for the Culver lecture this year, and being a fellow means you actually have dinner with her beforehand, have a chance to chat with her before she actually gives her talk to the public, the entire campus community. And so, yeah, it just provides a lot of different opportunities for you.
And what's your major?
Political science, mathematics, and history.
Okay, 3 majors.
Yeah.
When you're done at Simpson, what do you want to do?
I'm leaning towards going to grad school for political methodology, which is basically the numbers game in politics, whether it be through micro-targeting with various campaigns or potentially through polling.
And then what?
And then I'm not sure yet. I'll see where it takes me, what opportunities it provides me.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with student Levi Lefebvre and Seth Anderson, director of the John C. Culver Public Policy Center at Simpson College. So politics, history, and numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
What do some of the other fellows do? Do they do the same thing you do, or is there different committees?
So we have four subcommittees. Ours is the voter engagement subcommittee. So basically what we have done is work on voter registration, voter education, get out the vote, events on campus, which is especially important this semester as we lead up to the midterms. We also have a political events committee, and so they have a pretty large role in bringing those candidates for the forums or the debates to campus and planning events like that. We also have a programming committee, and so they are responsible for broader programming. This is actually what I was the co-chair of last year, and various events. So we do Pizza and Policy, which is a series where we order pizza, invite students to come and talk about a pressing issue in politics, whether it be national debt or freedom of speech or something like that. And it's just a way for an open discussion to take place for the student body to learn more about the political world. And then finally, we have, correct me if I'm wrong, is it the marketing committee?
Communications. Yeah, communications and marketing. Yeah.
Okay, and so their role is, if we have an event planned, get flyers hung up, make the broader campus community aware, and they're also responsible for the database that we have of internships that Culver Fellows have served at so that we can keep an eye on those as Culver Fellows for opportunities while we're here.
And have you had an internship before?
I actually have not had an internship. I did a mathematics summer research program last summer instead.
And what's that?
It doesn't tie too much to politics. There's a national survey that was released by Dr. Brian Scottko, who's a medical geneticist out of Boston, Massachusetts. And then we worked with a doctoral candidate, Ann Kohler, who's going to be a medical anthropologist. That's what she's majoring in. She's out of University of Connecticut. And then Dr. Heidi Berger is a professor of mathematics here. And they co-authored a survey that was sent internationally regarding individuals with Down syndrome. And we basically analyzed these results. We worked on cleaning the data from it. And we looked for a couple of specific relationship questions they had, and we found some interesting ties between having sleep apnea, which is a condition where people who are sleeping actually go through stages throughout the night where they don't breathe, between that and individuals with Down syndrome, and Down syndrome disintegrative disorder, which is a disorder that is kind of like Alzheimer's, but it occurs in individuals who are like teenagers basically that have Down syndrome. And so we found that people with sleep apnea are more likely to get this Down syndrome disintegrative disorder, more likely to have it at a younger age, and more likely to show the signs of regression that are associated with it.
Well, so important research, and some of the methodologies, if not all, would translate into the political world as well.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a good experience for me.
Yeah, I'm probably seeing it applied in a different situation. Maybe the same techniques and applied in a different situation is illuminating as well.
Yeah, for sure. It shows how much you can do with the statistics, the political methodology stuff. So,
more in depth after this. I continued my conversation with student Levi Lefebvre and Seth Anderson, director of the John C. Culver Public Policy Center at Simpson College. What are some of the other fellows doing?
So there's really a broad range of interests represented. As I mentioned, we're a nonpartisan policy center. So we don't, the Culver Center itself doesn't take positions, doesn't support one party over another or one candidate. We welcome all candidates, all parties, all political figures to campus to basically interact with our students. And through those experiences, we've had students who have gone on to do fascinating internships in Washington, D.C., for instance. We have Simpson is part of a consortium of about 10 or 12 mostly small Methodist-affiliated liberal arts schools and universities that take part in something called the Capitol Hill Internship Program. And that's a semester-long experience where students from Simpson and Nebraska Wesleyan and several other schools, mainly through the Midwest, spend an entire semester living in D.C. There's a single house that's owned collectively by this consortium of colleges. So the students stay there with, you know, a dozen or two dozen other students from around the country. They spend 4 days a week doing an internship in either politics or government, nonprofit, media, et cetera. And then 1 day a week, they spend in an intensive classroom kind of an environment. There's a director of the program there who teaches like a seminar level class. So we've had students do that program and we have a couple right now. We have a student who's interning for Representative Loebsack. We have a student who is interning at the French Embassy. We've had students who've interned at the museum, Religious Freedom Project that the museum was doing. And we have a student now who's got an interview for one of the most prestigious internships in D.C. at the United States Supreme Court. So there's really a broad range of those kinds of experiences that students have had. And as I mentioned, we have a lot of students who will get very much involved in state and local level politics, particularly when we're not in a presidential cycle. When we get closer to the Iowa caucuses, a lot of the students, understandably so, want to get involved in presidential politics at some level. So either, you know, that might be simply volunteering on a campaign, but we've also had students who have gone to the next level, like actually getting a fellowship, a paid fellowship with a presidential campaign. We had one student who actually served as chair of Senator Marco Rubio's campaign for all of Warren County when he was 20 years old, which is usually, you know, not the kind of opportunity you get as a college student. So what we really try to do is connect students to this wealth of opportunities in politics and policy, national, state, and local levels, that there's a perfect confluence of that here in central Iowa in particular. The proximity, central enjoys this as well, the proximity to Des Moines gives students an enormous wealth of internship and job opportunities. We've also had several students, and we're very proud of this, that through the Culver Fellows Program and also other Simpson students majoring in journalism, who've had great experiences covering politics and government and actually have landed paying jobs right out of school in traditional media sources, so in TV and print and web-based media. So there's really a broad range of interest there, and we try to match students up with, you know, what their real passions are.
And so the center serves as a recruiting device, then also kids want to come here because of the center in part.
That's very much so. And that's one of the reasons why the center was created here at Simpson, to help attract a diverse range of students from around Iowa and across the country who want to get these kinds of experiences in politics and policy. A little more than half of our students are from Iowa, like Levi. But we have about 40 to 45% of the students in the Culver Fellows Program come from other states. We have increasing number of students coming from Texas, Colorado, Arizona, California. We've also had students from the East Coast, and then of course from our neighboring states. We always attract quite a few students interested in politics, Missouri, Kansas, Illinois, Minnesota in particular.
And Levi, what would you say to prospective students thinking about coming to Simpson and then that are interested in politics?
I would say that it's definitely a place that they should strongly consider. As Seth touched on, this center provides you with so many opportunities between programs such as the CHIP program, where you can spend a semester out in D.C. with an internship, to having a group of peers who are politically involved, politically engaged, that you can talk with, you can bounce ideas off, you can plan events with, to being in central Iowa, which is Iowa obviously being a battleground state and one that gets a lot of action, and being close by to the Capitol, close by to Des Moines, which has a lot of different opportunities in the political world. And another opportunity in September, me and two of my peers went to a conference, the national campaign at Harvard University at their IOP. And so Simpson was the smallest college represented there, and it was alongside a lot of, there's I think 60 or 70 students representing 30 colleges, universities across the United States. And so we were there alongside people from UC Berkeley, University of Texas, University of Florida, Harvard. And basically the conference was about voter engagement. How can we get as many people out to vote? How can we get as many people educated as possible, students specifically? And how can we successfully run that on our campus? And so it was a wonderful experience to talk to people from all different backgrounds from all across the U.S. about how we can work on that.
Thanks to Levi Lefebvre and Seth Anderson for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIAKRLS.